For many of us, our life really has a certain rhythm during the school year, but our schedules change in the summertime and many of us find ourselves with more free time or maybe some different changes to our schedule. And joining me this morning to talk about how we can be really intentional about how we use our summer is Lexi Lane, and she is part of the Parish Support Services team at the Archdiocese of Portland. And you might know her as Lexi Torres because she recently got married. Lexi, thanks for coming on the morning show and congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you, Sarah. It's such a joy to be here and still basking in the newlywed glow, hopefully.
Oh, well, I'm so happy for you. I got to be at your wedding and it was just a beautiful, beautiful celebration. And we're just looking forward to having some discussion about what summer looks like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the summertime, as we're now a married couple, we've been talking about, I feel like, since January, what we were excited to do once we were married and enjoying the beautiful Oregon summertime together and getting outside. And like you mentioned, how summer has a little bit more free time. So how are we going to use that in a way that brings us life, but also glorifies the Lord in all that we do?
Well, I'll start out by asking you, what are some ideas for each of us as we're going into this summer that we can maybe grow in our own faith life, just knowing the different changes that come with the summertime?
I think summer is a great time to take a step back and look at your own faith life, your own personal relationship with Christ, and take a look and see, where do you want to grow? Where are there areas for improvement? Usually in the summertime, maybe our parishes don't have some of that regular programming going on as much. Mm-hmm. And maybe your small group Bible study is meeting less because people are traveling and it's a little bit more chaotic. So that kind of consistency and that routine that you're used to during the school year is kind of gone. And I think it gives us the ability to take a step back and look and see, where do I personally need to grow? And how is the Lord calling me into a deeper relationship with Him? You know, during the school year and the academic year, we have Lent and Advent that both happen. And the summertime, we're in ordinary time. Mm-hmm. And what's beautiful about that is it's not ordinary at all. It really gives us an opportunity to see, how can we invite the Lord into our everyday life, not just when the church is inviting us to do so through Lent or Advent, but just through how the church invites us to do that through ordinary time. Mm-hmm. And that can look different for every person, but I think it's a beautiful time to allow the Lord to shape and mold your heart with that little extra time you might have.
I agree. And I think that there's so many opportunities during summer. Like you said, if maybe your evenings free up or you're not doing the same activity you would be doing the rest of the time, that you can really grow, say, in your own prayer life.
Mm-hmm. I think what's awesome too is we just came out of Lent and Easter a couple months ago. And so now with summer right around the corner here, let's say for Lent, you really wanted to pray the rosary every day. Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen. And maybe you came out and came into the Easter season, you're a little disappointed. Well, you don't have to wait until the next Lent,
right,
you know, to try that out again. And with the beautiful weather in the summertime, maybe make it a goal that twice a week you go for a little walk and you pray the rosary, or during your lunch break when you can get outside, you pray a decade, or you just try to pray a decade every other day or whatever it might look like. I think it's just a great time to take a look at some of the goals you set for yourself during something like Lent or Advent, or just throughout the year, and be able to take the summer to look back, see, okay, what are the goals that I haven't accomplished yet? Or how is the Lord inviting me into something new and different that maybe I didn't try during Lent, mm-hmm, that you can try in the summertime because you don't have that maybe regular routine that you're used to?
And speaking of routine, what are maybe some ideas for someone that's trying to cultivate like a very long-term habit of a certain type of prayer or practice that they want to grow in? Maybe what are some ideas of how they could really make that part of their schedule? Mm-hmm. Like maybe, at least for me, I have a hard time, you know, adding new things, mm-hmm, in. I put it on my to-do list, but I don't always get to it. So what are some ideas maybe for people that want to grow in a particular type of prayer or practice to really get it into your schedule?
I think it's important to be realistic with yourself and take a look at your life. And if you know your schedule and what it looks like and how busy it might be, or maybe it might have a little bit more free time, and taking a look and seeing what can you realistically do on a consistent basis. That could be as simple as, okay, all I can do is make it to 1 hour of adoration every Friday morning because I know that my church has that. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, my work schedule on a Friday is more flexible and I can make that work. If that's what you know can work, great. Make that happen and stick to it rather than I'm someone who I get really excited and passionate. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this on Wednesdays and this on Fridays and then this on Sunday. And then you start to incorporate all these things. I'm going to read this many spiritual books this summer and I'm going to finish the entire Summa.
Oh boy.
Like, that's never going to happen. So let's just take a step back and see what can I realistically do? But then again, not just what can I realistically do, but what is the Lord inviting me into? Because maybe what he wants you to do is just to spend that hour of intentional prayer with him every week. Maybe that's what he's inviting you into. Or maybe he is inviting you into praying 3 rosaries throughout the week. And that's the challenge he wants you to take because he has something he wants you to receive in that. So I think it's important just to also not just be concerned with what is my reality, but what's the reality that the Lord's inviting me into as well. And seeing it in that twofold way.
I love that. Has there been a time for you where you felt like the Lord was putting something on your heart to grow in? And like, how did you figure out what it was that maybe he was calling you to incorporate?
I think right now, even just thinking about my own life, I'm newly married. My husband and I have been married for a little over 2 months now, building up our own routines of living together, you know, starting your own family and the prayer routine that's incorporated in that as well, of like, how are we praying together as a couple, but then still your own individual prayer life. And I think something that's been on my heart as well is incorporating more of that like really simple morning prayer into my day, because I think that sometimes I can get caught up in it's time to go, got to get out the house, got to get to work and do that. And then I'll pray once I get to work or, you know, or, and then maybe you still do that, but, or I'm going to pray my holy hour at this time today, or I'm going to go to mass. But I think just being better, I know I've had seasons where I did this really well and I wake up and I say my morning offering right away and spend a little bit of time like reading over the mass readings for the day. But then in this new season for myself of, you know, waking up next to my husband and having a new routine of his own life being incorporated into my life, I know that's something the Lord's inviting me into of how are we doing that, you know, separately and together in our morning, because we have different morning routines and different, he works from home and works very early in the morning because he works on East Coast time.
Okay.
And so, just learning how to incorporate the Lord in a way to start our day together, I know is something that's been on my heart and also my husband's heart that we're learning together what that looks like.
I think that's a good point because so many times throughout our lives, you know, our circumstances change and something that maybe used to be, you know, a really easy routine for us for whatever reason is kind of shook up and now we kind of got to readjust and see, okay, how do I incorporate prayer into, you know, my new reality as it is now?
Yeah, and that's been, it's been beautiful to dive into that together as a married couple and see in time things are going to unravel more and more. And I'm sure we'll find different ways that we love to incorporate our prayer life together throughout our day and kind of have, you know, the home is the domestic church. And how are you going to build that up over time? But I know that's specifically when you asked me about one way right now that or an instance of that. I know that's something the Lord is inviting us into of like, okay, you've had very different morning routines and schedules, but how are you inviting me into that? And we're learning and excited to see how the Lord wants to do that.
Oh, that's beautiful. I am speaking this morning with Lexi Lane. She is part of the Parish Support Services team at the Archdiocese of Portland. And we're discussing ways that we can really use our summer to grow in our faith and also in connection with each other. Now, Lexi, you know, we have so many activities going on this summer, and I'm really excited for the summer months. I feel like I spend all year kind of looking forward to them. And I was just looking at my calendar and thinking, wow, my weekends are filling up, just some fun, you know, barbecues, wine tasting, different, you know, different excursions, different fun things. And so I love this season, but I think, you know, sometimes it's easy to get wrapped up in our fun activities or maybe our free time of just, you know, resting, being at home, but we're not always very intentional about how we spend that. And not only in the ways of growing in our own faith, but being intentional in how we spend that time with other people. So maybe just share some of your thoughts on how can we really use the summer months to grow in really good, you know, connections with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so summer is such a beautiful time of connection because I feel like, and I'm sure there's some type of psychological point behind this, but we're just more open. Like, I feel like because the weather's nicer, I like love driving around Portland in the summertime and you just see like everyone's walking their dogs and they're eating ice cream and they just seem happier and friendlier and more likely to like say hello to you. Yeah. And I just think that it's kind of a low barrier time for people. I feel like they're more likely to accept that invitation to just go to a barbecue or come over to your house for a swim or go on a hike and or an adventure. And I think it's a great time to really dive into those relationships with people who aren't people of faith or people who believe in God or who are might not be Catholic. And I think it's a time to build trust with those people in your life who maybe it's a coworker or that neighbor down the street who maybe, you know, used to be Catholic, but they're not practicing anymore. It's a really low barrier time. Just be like, hey, you want to come over and like invite them into your life and kind of introduce them into this world that you live in and build that trust so that once that trust is built and you that connection is built and that relationship is stronger, you're more comfortable to invite them to that church event or to join your family for some prayer time that you might have. Maybe you have a family rosary that you typically do, and maybe there's another Catholic family who's not used to praying the rosary as much, and you want to invite them into that tradition that your family has. So I think it's just a really simple, easy way and a natural way, I think, in just the way that our lives are centered in the summertime around community in a lot of ways, to just really be open to that and open to how the Lord's inviting you to invite others into your life and into relationship with Him through your life.
I love that. And I think so often it's not necessarily going in and we're going to, you know, I'm going to make them Catholic or something, but it's just like you said, like sharing your life with them and just getting to know them on a personal level, I think is just a wonderful thing that you can just share your life with someone. And then they just get to know you and they maybe you can be Christ to them in some way, whether it's maybe they need help with something and you don't really know that about them. You don't know what they might need help with because you don't know them super well. So, you know, maybe you go to that barbecue together, but then through your conversations, you realize they could use help with their lawn or bring them some groceries or something like that. And I think also it's like an opportunity for us to be of service to them or even, you know, even just listening to them. I think there's so many ways that we can show Christ to people. Maybe it's, you know, years down the line, they might be interested in Catholicism or maybe you never actually see the fruit of that, but you still were Christ to them, like in that moment.
That's what's so beautiful about our relationship with Christ is if we're authentically in love with Him and truly have a relationship with Him, you're going to naturally share that love in all that you do, whether it be super explicitly, you know, you telling people about your love for Jesus or just the way that you live your life that's so radically different than how the rest of the world might be living. And that's as simple as even inviting someone over to your home. Like, I feel like even nowadays, that's kind of a rare thing to do, to like share life with people is almost kind of crazy when you're like, hey, do you want to like go grab a beer this weekend and like hang out at the park, or you want to go watch our kid's soccer game or whatever it is? Like, I feel like that's even become more of a rarity in our culture in some ways.
Yeah.
And so I think that the power of invitation, the power of community and inviting people into your life is inviting people also into relationship with Christ without you even explicitly realizing that you're doing it. I think because that natural joy and that natural love for Christ is always going to shine through. A great saint we can look to for an example of getting outside and inviting people into our life is St. John Paul II. We saw that during his papacy and even before, St. John Paul II was always interested in sharing his life with other people and inviting them into the outdoors. And there's so many great photos of him, you know, like on picnic blankets and in the canoe. And he just is living life. And he shows us how just by sharing life and the simplicity of life with people, we are evangelizing. It doesn't just have to be by those invitations to mass mm-hmm. or invitations to prayer or joining that Bible study. Evangelization can look as simple as you inviting someone on the canoe with you and being on the water together and just sharing life together. And I think those images of St. John Paul II, the stories of him doing that with young people, just show how much the Lord calls us to share life with people in the simple things.
Oh, I love that. And yes, we love St. John Paul II, and I always get a kick out of those photos of him with his shades yeah. or when he's, you know, skiing in the mountains, even when he's older and he's the Pope. And yeah, I agree. And it's such a great way to invite people into relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, Lexi, it's been great to talk with you. And I think all of us can now approach our summer and making those plans with a lot more intention and just a resolve to grow in our faith and also just be Christ to other people. So thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for having me, and I hope everyone has a blessed summer.